From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The presidential candidates have no public events scheduled this weekend. Instead, they're getting ready for Monday night's third and final debate. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mitt Romney is preparing in Boca Raton, Florida.
Monday's presidential debate is about foreign affairs, but at a rally in Daytona Beach last night, Mitt Romney stuck to purely domestic issues, saying President Obama has no plans for another 4 years in office.
The president has no jobs agenda. We keep on asking him, what are you going to do to create jobs? He has nothing new. He says, well, we're going to go forward. Forewarned is a better term, I think.
Paul Ryan joined Romney at this beachside rally on the boardwalk. The vice presidential candidate gave a shout-out to American-made Harleys, which are swarming the streets of Daytona this weekend for the motorcycle festival called Biketoberfest. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Daytona Beach, Florida.
President Obama is preparing for the debate at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has just increased the death toll from the fungal meningitis outbreak. 23 people have now died from the illness, linked to tainted steroid injections prepared at a compounding pharmacy in Massachusetts. The number of sick people also rose to 283. The facility that made the shots is facing state and federal investigations, and it's the target of lawsuits. The CDC says nearly all of the people who may have been exposed to the tainted steroid injections have been contacted. In Libya, authorities say they have captured the well-known spokesman of former strongman Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Leila Fadel reports that in the past, claims of his capture were proven false.
The Prime Minister's office issued a statement saying Libyan forces had captured Musa Ibrahim, the face of the Gaddafi regime during the war last year. The statement said Ibrahim was captured in the town of Tarhuna, some 40 miles south of the capital. He's being transferred to Tripoli for an investigation. If true, the man who was the mouthpiece of Gaddafi's regime, he had regular press conferences for the foreign press in a Tripoli hotel during the war, was captured on the anniversary of the dictator's death. Ibrahim's Facebook page said the reports were false. Since the fall of Tripoli last year, Ibrahim went into hiding and his whereabouts were unknown. Leila Faldin, NPR News.
This is a day of mourning in Lebanon following a bomb attack yesterday in Beirut that killed 8 people, including the country's intelligence minister. The Lebanese prime minister is blaming neighboring Syria, which has been accused before of trying to start a terror campaign in Lebanon using bombs and assassinations. Customs officials in Hong Kong uncovered a major find this week, nearly $3.5 million in illegal ivory tusks and ornaments. These were in containers shipped from Kenya and Tanzania and concealed in scraps of plastic. Hong Kong officials found out because they got a tip from Chinese officials. You're listening to NPR News. On Friday, the stock market had its worst day since June. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports disappointing corporate profits from General Electric, McDonald's, and Microsoft battered Wall Street yesterday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1.5% Friday. The broader gauges fared even worse, with the Standard & Poor's 500 losing 1.75%. The NASDAQ Composite was the poorest performer, falling well over 2%. During the week, upbeat economic numbers lent support to equities and countered some of the bad earnings news. For the week, the Dow is up slightly, while the S&P is up 0.3%, but the NASDAQ is down more than 1%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is stepping aside from hearings involving football players accused of taking money to deliberately injure opposing players. 4 members of the New Orleans Saints were suspended over the bounty program. They have appealed. Goodell's now recused himself from the matter, and he has appointed the former NFL commissioner, Paul Tagliabue, to hear it instead. Goodell says he has not talked with Tagliabue about the Saints' bounty program and that Tagliabue has not been part of the NFL disciplinary process. French emergency crews are evacuating people from hotels near the Catholic Shrine of Lourdes. Heavy rain has flooded a nearby river, causing havoc for hundreds of religious pilgrims. The Lourdes Grotto is the site where, in 1858, the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared to a teenaged girl. The site attracts about 6 million visitors every year. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.